This Sunday at 3 p.m. at Lansing's First Presbyterian Church, Molly Grove Chapel, the Lansing Symphony Orchestra Chamber Series presents a single work. It's Johann Sebastian Bach's seminal keyboard composition, Goldberg Variations, a one-hour study in melody and invention unsurpassed since its 18th century creation. The piece was arranged for string trio in 1984, helping it to gain in popularity even more over the last three decades. Violinist Tigran Shiganyan and friends will perform the Goldberg Variations this weekend. WKAR's Peter Wharf spoke with Shiganyan by phone earlier this week to talk about Goldberg and recordings of the work by pianist Glenn Gould, whose influence continues to loom large.
You know that Glenn Gould captured all imagination of a lot of generation from his first recording, which he released in, in 1954.
Right.
And later on, he actually recorded three more times that work. Last, his recording dated by 1981 from New York. And I think since then, it captured imagination every musician and every listener.
Yes, Tigran, so, are you a Gould fan?
I am.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And to be honest, when I first time heard that recording of Glenn Gould on, from Toronto on a video, and I was dreaming to play that work. But I didn't know about existing that trio arrangement. So later on, when I was studying at Michigan State, and I went to the one of the cello plots, which is a chamber series coming every year in Michigan State, and artistic director Suren Bagratuni, professor.
Sure.
So, and I heard that them play. Since then, I was dreaming to play that arrangement. Never had a chance. And thanks for Professor Richard Sherman and Lansing Symphony, we was invited to play the chamber series concert and trying to make that happen. I would like to mention about other influence on that work. Also, other great artists, mostly harpsichords and pianists, have been recorded. First, actually, recording dating by 1928, but Rudolf Serkin.
Oh, really?
Yep. And later, Rosalind Turek recorded seven times that piece.
This is Peter Wharf for Current State. I'm speaking with Dr. Tigran Shiganyan about a performance coming up this weekend on the chamber series for the Lansing Symphony Orchestra. He and violist Irina Banova and cellist Jin-Hyun Kim will be performing the monumental Johann Sebastian Bach keyboard work, Goldberg Variations, for string trio. Many have referred to the Goldberg Variations as a meditation. How do you respond to that?
Of course, if you listen to the first movement aria, it's very lyrical, very calmly music, which is flowing through the whole moment. Yeah, but some of the variations are quite energetic and quite extremely fast and virtuosic. If you remember the Glenn Gould interpretation.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the recent recording by pianist Jeremy Denk. Well, you know, I just love the piece. But as he approached the recording a few years ago, he wrote, I think, a very interesting and pretty amusing essay about Bach and the Goldberg Variations. And he points out that this incredible achievement of organization and inspiration is around, you know, as we've said, about 80 minutes of basically one thought and mostly in G major. How is this possible?
You know, this is why I name a Bach genius.
Right.
You know, he could connect all those variations through the basically one tonality. It is a unique monumental work, and I'm looking forward to perform that with my colleagues.
Violinist Tigran Shiganian will perform with violist Irina Banova and cellist Jin-Hyun Kim Johann Sebastian Bach's Goldberg Variations at Molly Grove Chapel on the Lansing Symphony Orchestra's Chamber Series on the 19th at 3 p.m. Dr. Shiganian, thanks very much.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.